In Israel over the weekend, drone warfare played a central role in Iran's overnight strike on Israel. And for its part, Israel has been flying combat drones supplemented with artificial intelligence in its war in Gaza. So, have we entered a new age of drone warfare? And what are the implications of these cheap, long-distance, unmanned flying weapons? With us now is Caitlin Lee. She's an expert on drones and directs the National Security Research Division at the RAND Corporation think tank. Caitlin, hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Well, drones for war have been around. You've told us that the U.S., for instance, used them in its war on terror. But this attack from Iranian drones Saturday night, to you, is this a new chapter in drone warfare?
I do think it's one of the opening salvos in what likely could be us entering sort of a new drone and missile age. Really, drones, unmanned aircraft, they've kind of come and gone in terms of U.S. military use. And then, of course, after 9/11, we saw their use explode. And then we saw another sort of, I think, distinct drone age as middle powers, places like Ukraine, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Georgia, these kinds of places start to get access to drones because they are lower cost. And you start to see them in sort of state-on-state conflict. And now, with Iran launching this latest attack on Israel, I think you're starting to see another sort of era of the drone revolution, which is starting to use drones at much greater ranges and in combination with missiles. I do think this marked a new era where you're starting to see countries like Iran sort of engage in this global network of, you know, exporting these drones and drone parts. For example, we know Iran is working with Russia to export those drones, but then also using these drones and missiles to sort of strike targets at range to protect their interests. And in many ways, sort of offset sort of some inferiority in their conventional military forces.
Yeah. The thing is, Caitlin, you know, Israel and its allies over the weekend, its allies, Jordan, the U.S., the U.K., shot down most of these Iranian drones. Does that suggest a weakness in this drone technology?
I think it reflects a continuing sort of measure-countermeasure fight that we've watched evolve in Ukraine and will continue to evolve. For every new drone that's invented that has, you know, more hardening against electronic warfare, for example, you'll see better air defense systems emerge to counter those drones. And that will be an ongoing dynamic that we will continue to see play out. But I think what's sort of new and different here is what Iran's especially been doing since the beginning of the year. Like, first of all, in the past, they've used proxies to launch drone attacks against U.S. interests and allies. This was a direct drone attack. It was also the largest drone attack a country has carried out against another country that we've ever seen. And so those are some really important firsts. And then pile onto that the fact that just earlier this year, some Iranian proxies actually killed U.S. military forces in Jordan for the first time. Yes. That was the first time a drone strike killed U.S. forces. So I do think we're sort of entering this new period where there are going to be these huge questions about, like, how effective is air defense? And I think what you saw with the attack on Israel was a combination of using sort of these kinetic layered missile defenses in combination with really good intelligence that allowed us, the U.S., working with Israel to get left of launch and actually hit some of these drones and ballistic missile launch sites before they even took off. And so I think it's a combination of, yes, we're going to see air defense becoming a very important piece of the puzzle to confront these drone threats, but we're also going to see the real importance of intelligence in terms of trying to hit these drones and missiles before they even take off.
I guess the thing is, if a missile to shoot down a drone costs, say, $1 million, and the drone itself is 1/20th the cost, you know, 50 grand or something, at a certain point, there's a huge economic advantage, as it were, to the drones.
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's so important to try to think about ways to avoid getting into a situation where you're going bullet for bullet, as it were, because those cost exchange ratios do not favor the air defense system. That said, a huge caveat here, and it depends on what you're trying to protect. In this case, it was defending, you know, places like Tel Aviv. It was defending the civilian population. So even if it cost $1 million to shoot one missile, that's well worth it because they've protected their population.
Caitlin, you and others have called this a poor man's air force, right? These drones cost a fraction, as we said, of a missile. Iran has built this drone industry for years, despite all these years of international sanctions. They can fly 1,200 miles or so. Is the reality that this is democratizing warfare in a way?
Yes, absolutely. This is what we're seeing. Places like Iran are, yes, they're going to go towards things like missiles and drones to offset those conventional military disadvantages. And I think you're also going to see that happen with non-state actors. Drones are widely accessible to anyone with access to the internet, essentially. And as we've seen in Ukraine, they can be pretty easily tricked out with different sensors or just rigged with mortars. And there's sort of a strange brew and mixing of this off-the-shelf technology with more sophisticated systems. So what you start to see is these low-cost weapon systems that are highly effective, these sort of Goldilocks weapon systems. I would put the Iran Shahed in that category.
Briefly, I want to ask you about drones and artificial intelligence more broadly in Israel's war. In Gaza, we have reports of drones equipped with AI working in tandem with an AI tool that cross-references data that has picked more than 30,000 presumed Hamas targets. Is this use of technology kind of a next level of drone warfare?
I definitely think it's the next level. And actually, Israel has really been at the forefront of this. And I think what's new here is now Israel reportedly has a system, Lavender, where they can actually target humans. And so the drone has sort of this database of human targets, and it matches that up with what it sees on the ground. And so what's new here is that now this AI-driven autonomy is being used not just to hit stationary or inanimate objects, but now human beings. And I think that's definitely next level. And that's where, you know, there's some legitimate concerns about, well, how do you verify those targets and how do you keep that AI in check? This is definitely a new frontier.
Yeah. Caitlin Lee is a director at the National Security Research Division at the RAND Corporation think tank. Caitlin, thank you once again.
Thanks, Scott.